Would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Sabrina.
And I'm Johnny.
And we're Shelf.
Lives.
Lives.
You're messing with me already. Are you okay?
No.
I have to ask. Let's just start right there, because that's a requirement to ask if you're okay. Are you okay?
No.
I'm fine. Thank you.
So what's the difference between you? Why aren't you okay?
I'm really tired, actually.
Yes, I get that.
Had a late night.
Yeah, you and me both. I don't know where you're from originally.
Oh.
I don't know where you grew up.
Oh.
You know, I don't know what that
it's
was like.
Secret.
No, it's not. Because you're going to tell me something. Give me a little bit. Tell me a few things.
I'm originally from Canada. Entrapment.
They're from the UK.
We're not. Well, he is.
So, born in Toronto.
Born in Toronto. I'm actually Italian, but born in Toronto and moved to the UK like a lot of years ago.
What drove you there?
The music industry, actually.
Of course.
Yeah. At the time it was, well, and now still, it's just one of the largest in the world, so.
So why not?
I could. So I did.
You could and you did.
Yeah.
Where am I from? I'm from one horse town called Northampton in England.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
There are other rock and roll people that are from
Yeah, there is actually. There is a good rock scene there.
Yeah. My daughter went in her junior year of college. She went to University of Exeter. Formal training. Anybody take lessons in instruments and stuff?
Yeah, I went to some summer camp guitar stuff. I took some lessons until, you know, I knew all the chords and then just took it away.
And then realized you only needed a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I started doing voice lessons as well. And my vocal teacher was totally up for doing pop songs and whatever I wanted to do at the time, the Britney Spears and such. But my piano teacher, so I was doing Royal Conservatory and I was doing all the grades. And she also, first of all, she told me I had to cut my nails and I didn't want to. And second of all, she didn't want to do commercial music. And so I think I lasted another year and I was like, okay, see ya.
Well, if you don't cut your nails, you get the clicking thing
on
the keys.
But I kind of liked it. I mean, Lady Gaga does it. Who
yes,
cares?
She does.
Who cares?
Yes, she does.
So I was, yeah, I didn't like that at the time. And also I think by that point I'd been playing for 10 years or so. So I was like, I think I'd kind of know what I need to know.
Like, I think I've got it.
Yeah.
You are extroverted. You are electropunk. You are hedonistic. You are punk back to house parties.
Right.
You've got a little bit of attitude. You really want to shoot some bullets into society. You totally want to mess with, you know, the things that need to be asked.
Yeah, I think we want to hold a mirror up as well and then maybe shoot a couple bullets through it. But
yeah, like a facetious mirror.
Yeah.
When was the moment that you two got together and you said, wait a minute, we've got purpose, but we've also got the ability to do something that might actually get out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we didn't really, we made this music and we didn't really feel we needed to do anything with it in the first place. But it was who is now our manager, who kind of drove us and convinced us to do something with it and put it out.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not, unfortunately, it's not a romantic story, but we kind of did it for fun, or it was for work actually at first, but we had so much fun doing it and we were like, okay, let's just do more.
When you say for work,
yeah,
what do you do when you don't do this? And what were you doing? More secrets here, because I'm curious about this now.
It was a brief to make some tracks for a music library.
Ah.
And yeah. So yeah, we're kind of involved in the sync world. He's a producer, composer for other things in his own right. And I was working in that as well. And so we worked together in doing that, and it doesn't sound like Shelf Lives, but it kind of brought together this energy in us that we were like, wow, actually, we can probably make something really cool. So then we added a bunch of swear words and topics we enjoyed that we wanted to throw out there. Like I said, hold the mirror up to society. And yeah, Shelf Lives was kind of born.
When you want to get a message through, you have to put it in a nice package with a bow. Just saying, oh, we're post-punk and we're going to change the world. The Sex Pistols record is one of the best produced albums ever made.
We do like go back and forth sometimes in the, you know, the production phase of our tracks where we're like, oh, is it too clean? We're like, how do we like scruff it up a bit? Like, you want to find that sweet spot, really.
Yeah. Especially if you end up writing a song that's quite, leans towards a poppier side. Really try and dirty it up in the production more so it has that.
Being that the two of you have the experience you have, what do you bring in the studio? How finished is it? Do you work with other collaborators? Do you work with engineers? Or are you a self-contained unit?
Well, it's kind of a bit of both, really. Like, we'll make most of the stuff at home in our home studio. And then we'll decide whether it needs to be taken to an engineer in another studio. So like with the You OK EP, we made it all in the home studio, and then we took it to an engineer called Shuta Shinoda in Hackney Road Studios, and we kind of refined it in there.
Yeah.
And in some time, like with the latest stuff that's coming out, that was all done by us completely.
We're trying a hand at not collaborating with anyone. We're like, let's see what happens if we don't let anyone into our little circle.
Yeah. It's an experiment. So, and even with the first EP that we did, that was with a guy called Space.
He worked with Idols on their first two albums.
Humble.
So you got a little bit of grittiness there.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a little grittiness
there.
Yeah,
we wanted to kind of rough it up a bit and make it big. And he definitely did that. So.
I love this quote. We're tired of talking about what the music is about.
When's that from?
That would be your friend here.
Should I say that?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
That does sound like something I'd say.
You did say
oh,
that.
God.
I love that. What is the filter for one of your songs? How do you know that it's for you? Yeah, how do you know it's for you? How do you know it's right and that you want to pursue it and get to the next scene? That's not what the music's about.
No.
It's about why the music exists.
Yeah, for me it's a feeling, because we've definitely written songs that were like, this isn't Shelf Lives. Yeah. We're like, we do that quite a bit actually, and it's probably because of our experience.
Your background. Yeah.
And we're like, God, this is a good song, but like if we put it out, it'd be the most confusing thing in the world.
I feel like there's quite a crucial balance between the different influences that we have.
South by Southwest.
Yeah.
That's an interesting decision.
Definitely. I've been following South by forever, even like when I lived in Canada especially, and I've always wanted to play in North America because, you know, I've been in the UK so far for so long, and we play UK and Europe. It's, even though I'm not from America, it's just that little bit more closer to home. We were so excited when we heard that we were accepted and we had all these shows to play. Just kind of want to get out to a new audience, because I think, you know, culturally, every country is so different, and so they'll take their own meanings from our songs. I just really wanted to see how it would be received here.
And how? And so far?
So far, great.
Yeah.
Like actually
people
great.
Like the name of the band.
And people like the name of our band, which I'm sorry, Britain, but nobody's ever said we had a good band name. But it's kind of cool to hear loads of people here saying, really like the name of your band. It's kind of,
I never really thought about it.
It's kind of that. It's that validation that I didn't know I wanted.
So more America, more US?
I 1,000% want to, and I hope we meet, you know, just so far we already have. We met just loads of people, even down to just musicians, other musicians being like, let's definitely do something together here, et cetera. So
but you got to pay the bills and you got to pay your dues, right? Yeah, even
exactly.
though you've done a bunch of stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Which is not that easy.
No, it's not. I think we were in an advantageous position from our experience. You know, we weren't exactly like 17-year-olds starting off in mom's garage.
Right.
So, you know, I think we were able to, you know, we skipped a few stones, but...
So how do you split the difference?
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
Between being consumed, you know... Basically being attractive to consumers, but also keeping the faith of the messages you want to put out there.
I don't think we think about it at all. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. From our perspective, we really respect people bringing light to these corporations that are like, you know, making a lot of profit out of war, and we obviously are not fans of war anywhere in the world, and we respect people that have done what they've done, and I think everyone has their own way of putting their piece in. Everyone's on their own path, and ours is, we just do it differently.
We've heard so many different descriptions of what genre of music we are. It's kind of amazing.
So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich.
Okay.
And what it is two of your songs on the outside and then songs by others in between.